All right, let's go. All right. Well, we're sending all our soldiers over in Ukraine right now. Tim, what?
Yeah, you can go on Podbean, which is our host, and you can see what country that downloads. And all of a sudden, the Ukraine shot up to number four.
Yeah. Well, you know, I this week it was a strange one. Jamie Benn, he squirted water. Erswhistle, eh? Remember we used to watch him.
Yeah, Mackenzie Entwistle, I think his name is. Yeah, he was played for the Marlies. And yeah. I remember he broke his wrist when he was young. He was 15. And he came back late. And you really liked him.
Oh, I thought
and
he...
You said, oh, I think, you know, he should go. And he got picked, I think, fourth round by Hamilton.
Yeah.
And we said to him, I think he...
I phoned Steve Stais.
Right. And you said that was a steal.
And I said, you got the best player of all. Anyhow, he's going off. Yeah, you heard his shoulder. He's going off. Had Jamie Benn. All he did was squirt water at him. Got $5,000 fine. $5,000.
That's a lot. Well, I think the most.
You know what I played? I played the whole year for $4,500.
I think the most famous bottle of water squirting was Ty. Remember that?
They always
show that on the highlights. Was it in Philadelphia or something?
I don't know.
He was squirting. He
squirted the water on the fan.
On the fan, and the fan went after him. And like,
and the glass broke?
Can you imagine the feeling of that fan falling into the penalty box?
Now Ty's got an excuse. You know, of all the things that happened this week, I remember Craig Berube, who just got an extension, three-year extension, right?
Yep.
And he played Bozak, who's 35 years old now, and grew up here in Toronto, and his kid was running around and everything, and he started him, or he played him. He was in a healthy scratch up until then, and he played Bozak in Toronto, hockey night in Canada. And pretty good. I thought,
used to do that a lot, too.
I did that. I remember one time I started five defensemen, you know, and Harry was in the stands. Five forwards and no defensemen.
In Toronto.
In Toronto and hockey night in Canada. Well, I don't know what we were playing. Anyhow, it was in Toronto.
But even you used to do it. You'd start a guy if you were in a city who it was his hometown. Yeah. And Smotsy would always come to you and say, hey, he's from Calgary.
Yeah, yeah. He says, so-and-so from here. I said, okay, so he'll start.
But just a quick thing, Dad. I know we're talking about it quick, but we talked about Ty and we talked about Craig Berube. And I'm going to say we were looking at the other day.
You were looking at it.
Who had the most career NHL fights?
And I couldn't, I didn't guess.
So the first one is Ty.
You sure? Yep,
278 majors he had.
God, I can't believe it.
I knew he fought a lot, but I didn't think he's number one. Wow.
Number two is Chris Nyland, with 251.
Well, I knew he had a lot.
Knuckles Nyland.
And then Craig Berube.
He's
third with 250.
Boy, he was tough when he was in Philly, boy.
And then Jeff Odgers.
I would never...
Like, of all the guys on this list, I never would have got... No. He had 247, then Tiger Williams, then Bobby Probert.
Well, when he was in a fight, though, Bobby Probert, I mean...
Yeah.
He was in a fight. And Joey Kosher's in there.
Right. So then after Probert's Brashear, Marty McSorley, Joey Kosher, Stu Grimson, and Basil McRae, the top 10 guys.
Yeah. I would have never guessed Basil McRae.
He had 207 majors.
No kidding.
Yeah. How many fights would you have gotten in a year?
I don't know. I don't know, to tell you the truth. Quite a few. Well, it's the only way I stayed. I think when Sammy Pollock, when he said in Spokane, he said, he's a pretty tough guy. He had so many fights. And I think that's what they got me for. I wasn't really a good, I was a pretty good fighter. When you're a pretty good fighter, you get hit a lot. And
so what's that again? So if you're a good fighter, you take a lot
of hits.
If you're a
pretty good fighter.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not like Probert, very seldom he was so big and powerful and everything. And Joey Kosher used to hurt himself with the helmets and that. But if you were pretty good, you used to get hit a lot. And I used to get hit a lot. Anyhow, that Woodcroft, what is he now?
For Edmonton, I think, yeah.
Six
won,
and all.
Won six games since he started.
Yeah, and they're not. It's not the goaltender winning there. They outshot Winnipeg 40-24. McDavid, though, you know, he's not killing penalties.
And you like that, right?
No, I would never, ever have my star killing penalties.
Yet they do, right?
Well, they're not going to block shots.
Well, doesn't Sidney Crosby kill penalties?
No, he doesn't.
Not anymore.
No.
Marner still does. He's going to break an ankle, and then they'll be in.
Yeah, but he doesn't block many shots.
No. In fact, the Leafs are second in the league with the least amount of shots blocked.
Yeah, I don't know. He still plays them. I would, if I was behind like by a goal, I would play, you know, Vitell or some, or, well, anyhow, I'd play the guys that could score. Steve Simmons had that's pretty good. To take over and go. And again, I'm saying, it's not the goaltender, it's winning it. They outshot Winnipeg 40-24, which is pretty good. Steve Simmons had thing in the paper. I just liked him. I'm glad he put the best defense that he's seen is Orr, Potvin, Larry Robinson, and Serge Savard. He could have, he didn't add Lapointe.
Guy Lapointe. That was in the 76. Team Canada. And you were coaching, and you said the best defenseman didn't make the team.
Paul Schmier, I remember. Paul, you know, he was really geared, but he was with the WHA, and they gassed
him. I remember he was a big blonde guy.
Yeah, he had long blonde hair and beautiful looking. And I'd like to also mention that Marchand. How do you say it? Did I say it right? That Brian Marchment. Got three goals the other night for Florida. Florida beat Mini, and Brian, I'd like to put him in there because why, Tim? Tell about the icing.
Well, Brian Marchment, his son scored the goals. What was his
Mason,
son? Mason. So I remember that he took Mason out to see you after a coach's corner. He was waiting for you because you used to really give it to Brian Marchment because he was kind of he was some questionable hits. Let's say
Say his team is getting beat 8-2 or something like that. You'd figure just to get
everybody
it over.
Kind of fallen asleep. Yeah, two games over. Along.
Not him though. Oh boy.
So I remember with him was that he was playing for the Leafs. He was racing for a puck. This is before the icing rule, what they have now, and he was going back for the and the guy.
Don't you see a lot of icings now?
I know. Isn't it?
Holy dang, the whole thing.
Not in the Olympics though.
No, not in the Olympics.
So
again, can I just jump in here and say, I never thought, again, this is the 3 weeks in a row, I never thought I'd ever say that I'd like the Olympic, or whatever you call them, officials over the NHL. Holy smokes, the penalties they call now.
Yeah. So anyway, Marchman's going for the puck. I forget who he was playing, and the guy, the most dangerous thing, the guy just
tripped him
going
Remember
in.
Al McInnes, yeah.
And he crashed into the boards, and they had the mic, and he looked up and says, "Where's Don Cherry when you need him?" Because you are always about the icings and stuff like that.
And he was my type of player, I tell you. But
so Calgary's still on the road. Sutter's got him going. Were they nine wins in a row?
That is unbelievable, and they're going for it. Tyler Toffoli.
Glad he's good.
Picked
glad
him
he,
up, boy. I tell
glad
you.
He's out of. I bet you he's glad he's out of Montreal.
Yeah. Oh. Can you imagine a come up and it said you've been traded? Who to? You know, I figured Calgary. They won it. Yeah, and going back with his old coach Daryl Sutter. That's really something that.
Question about getting traded from Montreal. Do you think players when they get traded from Montreal they're happy?
Well, going to Calgary.
Well, no, but any team to get out of Montreal. It just seems that, you know, when they get traded, they're sort of.
Well, right now, I mean, it's kind of tough. Yeah.
I think I've told this story before, but I got to tell it again. After the games in Maple Leaf Gardens, I used to go out to one corner, and the kids knew all. I always went out to there. It was the closest going down the street. So, and it was about. I'd say there was about 50 kids waiting with their programs. They got programs. I used to sign the program. And I said, okay, turn to page. I never forgot the page. Turn to page 72. And they'd all the kids would be turning. And people driving by used to think I was giving lectures, you know, or something.
That must have been quite the scene. Yeah.
And my picture was on that, and I used to sign it too.
Perfect.
So I'm walking down, like after it's over, I'm walking down, and this guy is following me with this little kid. Well, I'd say he was about 10 years old or something like that. And he said, so he caught up to me, and he says, I'm going to play in the National Hockey League. And his dad said, he is. He'll play in the National Hockey League. What's his dad's name? I forget his name. His dad's name. We see him at the game all the time. Yeah. Anyhow, he said, yep. And I just happened to have a card with me, and I said, see you in the National Hockey League. And it was Tyler Toffoli. And he did. Well, they're going for it. And I have to say that when you pick up a guy and, you know, you give the first-round draft choices, you're going for it.
Well, it's funny how Sutter's got him going. Remember last year, Goudreau, like he was all over him. And now,
yeah,
and now
he's going to trade him.
And now he's leading the, he's plus 40. He's leading.
Well, he just had to get used to one of the, got to get used to the Sutters, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But boy, he's got him going. The only funny thing, Markstrom, he leads the NHL in shutouts with 8. You know who's second?
No.
Fleury.
With Chicago. Gee, that's hard.
It's a bit of a waste, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is a waste. Jack Eichel played his game Wednesday, and he got an assist last night. And if you don't know about Jack Eichel, he had a very serious neck injury. And they figured didn't think he'd be back this year.
How long would it take a guy like that? Like, he's been out almost 2 years. Like, how long would it take him to kind of get
evidently
back?
Not too long. Yeah. Right? Well, he wanted to get out of Buffalo, and it wasn't. I kind of like Buffalo. I always cheer for Buffalo. I like the owner. I don't know him. I've never met him or anything, but they spent the money.
Well, they got that Owen Powers. He's coming. He's something.
What was that? Oh, boy. I just hope they don't spoil him. He is a big guy that plays something like Orr. I say something like Orr.
Yeah, well, everybody. So he's the big defenseman that was the number one defenseman on Team Canada in the Olympics.
He was.
But everybody says, oh, he plays like Pronger.
No, he doesn't play like Pronger. Pronger was the meanest guy, and Pronger was a mean guy.
Say that in a loving way.
Oh, and I say it in a nice way. Oh,
well, remember who was it? Remember him and Nina Meyer took the one guy in, and they almost put his head right through the glass.
I mean, he was a mean guy.
So he plays more like Hedberg, but anyway. But
remember the time he got hit in the chest
His heart stopped. I don't think he went to block it. It just hit a stick and hit him in the chest, and he took 2 steps and fell.
Really?
Yeah.
Scary.
And
big guy like that.
But you said, Dad, when we were talking, like we watched Owen Powers when he was 15 years old. He played for, I think he was Mississauga Reps, and he was good, but we never thought he was going to be
this
good.
Never thought he'd be this good.
But you said a young guy like that, a coach could ruin him.
Oh yeah. He said, if you let him go, let's just let him go. And then he goes. Like he's standing in front of the net, tipping in the pucks. But if you get a coach that says for him, I want you to play more defense, you could ruin a coach. You could ruin a player very fast. Yami Yager still playing.
Yep.
50 years old. And he's playing in the Czech League over there. And
wasn't he the guy that you said was Mario's sister?
Oh, no, I'll tell you the story. Well, I'll tell you the story. I was supposed to go down. I think I told it before, but I'll tell it again. I was supposed to go down. They were going to send a plane up for me and go down and do the color down in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, really? they were going to send you a jet down and do the game and then fly you back that night.
Yeah.
Well, did CBC know this to make them appreciate you more?
Yeah, I was going to get paid pretty good dough, too. So I got down there and I said... him and Mario, they had their shirts off too. I don't know, and they were on a program.
It was was in the hockey news, cover of the hockey news.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
I forget what it was. And they looked beautiful. They both looked, you know,
very good looking.
Hair. They had mother, what do they call that? Mother of mullets.
Oh, it was the mother of all, Yager. I mean, his mullet went halfway down his back and it looked like he curled his hair, right? Like
he was beautiful.
Black hair, and I remember he had really juicy lips.
And he was beautiful. And I said, there's Mario and his sister. And I knew I was dead. And I didn't want to go down there anyhow. And he got hurt out on the ice. I said, they don't know whether to send his jeweler or his hairdresser. That was the end. I think he...
Well, you never did go down because you said that before. And then when Yager heard that, his agent says, if Cherry comes down, he says, Yager's quitting.
And he's a pretty good hockey player.
Yeah, he's still
playing at
so
50 years old.
So that goes to show you never really pick your spots, eh, Dad? Everyone's open game for you in those days.
Yeah, I knew I didn't want to go anywhere.
Okay. Dad, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Spreads.ca. It's a Canadian-owned online casino.
That's a big thing, Tim. Canadian-owned.
Yep. Online casino and sportsbook. And if you sign up now and use the promo Grapes, you get 10 spins on the big wheel. And if you get three of your jackets, you get some big money. And if you deposit $500, they'll match that deposit. And your first sportsbook, they'll spot you $25. And it's amazing the stuff you can bet on. On the Olympics, you could have bet on almost any Olympic sport.
So, yeah, and curling, too.
Curling, everything, yeah. So,
I watched that curling. It's pretty good. Curling.
Do you like the girls yelling?
No, I turn the sound down.
Oh,
don't,
do you?
Don't leave the sound up. No. Hollering and yelling and screaming.
The other funny thing is, though, is that talk about the Olympics, like some of the sports you wonder, why are they, like some of the sports you wouldn't think that they'd be good, like why are the Japanese women got a silver medal in curling? You wouldn't think curling would be big in Japan.
Well, China was playing United States. I forget what it was. It was really exciting. No, I think they were playing Canada. Canada won, I think. I think we won a bronze for the men.
No, we didn't know. We were out. And then, I was watching the biathlon where you ski and then shoot.
Yeah.
And, France was in the mix. Why would the... you could see the Nordic guys, the Nordic countries, but why would France be good in that?
You got me.
So, Dad, the Olympics are over. The women win the gold.
And they were pretty good. And they dominated at the end there. The score was 3-2, but
they were like a buzzsaw. That was
they were. I think they had it when they ran up the score, it was 3-0, and I thought it's going to be all over. United States came back though.
Yeah, I was watching the game and was about 5 minutes to go. I said, if U.S. scores around here, they get that second goal. They might get that third goal.
Yeah, and they look pretty good, and that's pretty exciting hockey.
Yeah, I think though Still, though, we talked about it last week that if they're up with women's hockey, because there's such a differential, if you're up by 5 goals going into the third period, it should be running time.
I know it sort of puts down the other club, but still, the referee remember the referees they used to.
Yeah, because you do that in minor, when you do it in minor hockey, like when the GTHL. I don't know if other leagues do it, and I just think it's a good thing because the referees are smart. They'll waste time in the third period, so the kids can't.
Icings.
They'll ice it, and then they'll just kind of lollygag down and get the puck and slowly skate up.
It's over pretty fast.
Yeah, and the refs are pretty good that if one team's hammering, they know how to slow the game down.
Well, they know they had a charge of the game.
Right. And so they do that, and I just think it stops the embarrassment of getting hammered 11-0 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's the same group, Canada and United States at the end all the time. But
And I think I had to say it. There's no way the other countries are going to catch up to them.
I don't think so.
You know, like they said, Finland, they'll never catch up. They'll never catch up to Canada.
I thought our Canadian team was the best I've ever seen. Best I've seen them since Salt Lake.
Yeah. So the men, they had a tough. They had a tough time.
Well, you know, it's pretty tough going in there not having an exhibition game. The United States was the same way, walking in there and...
Dad, there's a book out there by Tim Wormsby. It's called Gold, and it tells how Gretzky's men ended a Canadian's 50-year Olympic hockey drought.
Well...
Now...
Yeah, we were there. Hockey Night in Canada was there. Joel Darling was in charge. I was in Salt Lake City, 2002 Winter Olympics, you know, the first thing I remember I remember we went to the game and I knew in trouble because Sweden had been playing. They'd been together and they'd been playing a long time. And we just, as usual, we'd be just thrown together. And Curtis Joseph. So we still thought we'd win. We don't think we're going to win every game. And he got hammered 5-2 and it would have been 30-2. And he played great. And he never, ever got another shot.
Yeah, so the whole thing, like the controversy was Pat Quinn was the coach, and Pat Quinn coached the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, and it was his goalie.
It was his own goalie.
But he kind of threw to the wolves.
Well, kind of, and he never played again, and I don't think Curtis Joseph ever ever forgave him.
You know, the other thing too with that, Dad, was the other big controversy was that Curtis Joseph and Marty Brodeur, and he rode Brodeur right to the finals after that, right? Yeah. Patrick Waugh, they didn't even invite to camp.
Yeah.
And he won, he had the most wins of any goalie that year in Colorado.
Well, he must have liked him, Pat Quinn.
Yeah, something.
Well, he
like
won,
that.
So that's the main thing. Pat right. Quinn.
So did they say that Pat Quinn brought Curtis Joseph because he was his coach? Was there any of that?
I have no idea about that one. That was a strange, we couldn't understand that. And I remember around standing after, and an American, I think I told the story, and he was giving it to us pretty good because, I mean, Sweden looked pretty good, and we didn't look very good. I said, yeah, Sweden always wins the big one. And, you know, but the big thing about that one was Wayne Gretzky. We were watching, and he went on a rant.
Well, because what happened was Canada had a tough time, because then the next game was against Germany, and they won just 3-2, squeaked out a win.
Yeah.
And then they played the Czechs. And it was a 3-3 tie. So after three games, they had one win, one loss, one tie.
Yeah, we weren't doing very good. And then Hamernick really gave it to Fleury, Theo Fleury.
Yeah, speared him and then cross-checked him right
in
the back
of
the head.
Yeah, and no, it wasn't a big deal. But if we had done that, oh, look out, it would have been all over. And Gretzky went on a rant. I mean, that was one of the best I've ever heard. Tim, I think you've got it.
Yeah, here. So we just got a little bit of a clip here of what Gretzky said. So here it is.
I don't think we dislike those countries as much as they hate us. And that's a fact. They don't like us. They want to see us fail. They love beating us. They may tell you guys something different, but believe me, when you're on the ice, that's what they say. They don't like us, and we got to get that same feeling towards them. I mean, right now it's comical to listen to things that are being said. Almost sickens my stomach to turn the TV on because I'm such a proud Canadian and such a fan of our game and very proud of all the players in our locker room. And it makes me ill to hear some of the things that are being said about us. And what's really annoying to me in the 70s when we went through this whole thing about hooliganism and all that kind of stuff, if we would have did what they did tonight, it would be a big story. I think the guy should be suspended for the rest of the tournament. If it was a Canadian player that did it, it would be a big story. But a Czech player did, it's okay. I just don't understand it. Am I hot? Yeah, I'm hot. Because I'm tired of people taking shots at Canadian hockey. And when we do it, we're hooligans. And when Europeans do it, it's okay because they're not tough or they're not dirty. Well, that's a crock of crap.
That was pretty good. That was raw. You don't see that too often, but Wayne Gretzky, but he was really hot in that one. You know who got him going was Kevin Lowe was there too, and he had a BlackBerry, and he'd get all the headlines from the States.
Yeah, because they were really, I mean, Canada's press was really ripping Gretzky and the team. Like they were, you know, it was almost as bad, not as bad, but almost as bad in 72 when Canada was struggling.
Remember, not to jump off, I remember the women's, we must talk about that someday, that they got 8 penalties in a row.
Was in Salt Lake, too.
Yeah, that was
in Salt Lake. It was finals between U.S., of course, yeah. U.S. and Canada, the women's. The Canada got
eight in a row.
8 penalties in a row.
And they never got upset. They just kept killing them, and it was terrific.
And
I read the book. It is a good book. Tim did a good job.
Yeah, so then what happened was, well, it won't be spoiler alert because you look, and then Canada went in and played the U.S. in the finals, and they ended up winning.
Remember that pass? Or it wasn't a pass. Who would pass it?
I can't remember who made the pass, but it was like it was going right to Mario.
And he let it go.
He just let it go, and everybody ran to Mario, went right to Korea, and he snapped a top corner.
Yeah. And when he just let it go. Just let the puck go between, and you know.
Yeah. And so the big guy, though, that was Sakic, though, he led the tournament in scoring. He won. He was the MVP of the tournament.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that's 20 years ago, all that happened. A lot of water under the bridge.
Well,
then.
When you're having fun, I guess the time flies. And yeah.
So here was the Canadian roster. Because I remember you called, you were in Salt Lake, and you weren't having a good time. You never have a good time at those things. And
I didn't want to go, but, you know.
So I said, big game tomorrow, Dad, you going to win? He said, it's not even going to be a contest. I go, what do you mean? He goes, what are you, nuts? So here was the lineup. It was Sakic, Mario, Yzerman, Aginla. And the funny thing is, Aginla got 3 points that game, and then he was the guy that assisted on Crosby. So think about that. Aginla, Correa, Sam Gagne, Rob Blake, Ed Jovanovski, Owen Nolan, Eric Brewer, Scott Niedermeyer, Al MacInnis, Theo Fleury, Mike Pekka, Adam Foote, Eric Lindros, Chris Pronger, Brendan Shanahan, Ryan Smith, Cujo, and Marty Brodeur.
Imagine their payroll of that team right now.
It'll be $500 million, probably.
Anyhow, Tim did a good job writing the book, and it was a good book, and I read the whole thing.
So if you want to check it out, you go to Amazon.ca, or it's in chapters right now. So, and again, it's Tim Wormsby, who's a good friend of the family, and it's
Kathy.
Gold. Yeah, it was Kathy Broderick. It's called Gold, How Gretzky's Men Ended Canada's 50-Year Olympic Drought in Hockey.
Anyhow, the book was good, and I enjoyed the book. Well, Tim, I want to talk about Emil Francis. Saved my career. He passed away this week, and I'd just like to talk about him next week.
He was the original cat.
The cat, yeah. He was the cat. And he was a little guy. Well, he's like a cat. And I have a lot of stories to tell about him because he saved my bacon, I'll tell you. He was a great guy.